Okay, Tov, good morning. We're continuing. Today's daf is daf Chaf Aleph, daf 21. Today's class should be for the refuah shlema of all the cholim. Ubichladam harav shalom ben shamsi. Chimda bracha b'chanim shana, the mechanim kamen rifka, sarab on manir, shalom b'sarad, david manachal, yafa b'derer rifka, b'dachav rifka, b'deser shalom b'deser fayim, b'nav b'chanim b'chana, yafa b'nriyam, yabida b'nifach, ha'isim b'chanim 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 חנה לא נאמן אמר נאומי רחל סבת נמאס אבר חנה כמה רגידו באבר חדה על מסעת חומר לי יעקב נאמר מתן שם ונדע רמי מניפה יוסם נדמה שם ונשם פנינה שם נפה דלילה למדינה שם חנה יפה מנה לחנים על עליה פרם מנה מרגלי בעליה ושם גדלו כדלו ולינה בגב המריים גבל יושע בן נחם החנה מלכה בן אסתר ולהבדיל לו נשמע דוד בן אליהו ונאמין בן יצחק בלי אדם בן אפרים שמר משנה רינה מלכה בתן בועז בן אברהם דינה בת אהרון תמר ברכה בת אברהם
וגם משה בן שושנה.
נבתי לה. Okay, we're starting in the Mishnah at the bottom of the page on 20b. Chaf Amud Bet, the bottom of the page. Mishnah. Ze omer ktav yadi, veze omer veze ktav yado. If someone comes and testifies on a document, and they say that this signing, this signature is mine, and this other signature I'm testifying is somebody else's. Ze ktav yado shel chaveri, my friend's handwriting. Veze omer, and his friend comes and says, ze ktav yadi, veze ktav yado shel chaveri. He says the same thing. This one is mine, the other one is my friend's. Are elu ne'emanin, those two witnesses would be believed to fulfill that document. Ze omer, if let's say one of them comes and says, ze ktav yadi, that this is my signature. Veze omer, and the other one comes and says, ze ktav yadi, this is my signature. So they're not testifying on each other, they're only testifying on themselves. So the Gemara says, Shirchin letzaref imahen acher divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, they need another person to join them to be able to recognize the signature of both of them and testify on both cases. Because the Rashi says, the tre sahadeh ba'ina nako ktav v'ktav. You need two witnesses on each and every ktav. Yes, we said in the beginning, yes.
With the Talmid Chacham. If it's Talmid Chacham, you do not trust his testimony?
No, so the Gemara is saying that on the document specifically, according to Rebbe, you need to have two people who are testifying on both signatures. That's the rule. Chachamim Amrim, the Chachamim says, Einam tzerichin lesaref imayin acher. You do not need to join another person. Ela ne'eman adam nomar ze ktav yadi. A person is trusted to say, this is my signature. He can say, this is mine. He can say, this is mine. And that's enough. So it's a machloke between Rebbe and the Rabbana and the Chachamim. The Gemara says, Keshitim selomar direi Rebbe. Says when you analyze this, you'll say that according to Rebbe, al ktav yadan hem edim, they're testifying on the handwriting of the actual essence of whose signature it was. That's why Rebbe says you need to have two, because they're testifying on the actual signature. So that's why you need to testify on both signatures. Ledivrei chachamim, according to the chachamim, al maneh shebishtar hem eidim. They are testifying on the money amount, on the maneh that is written inside the document, and so therefore you only need one witness for each signature to say that this is mine. Again, I apologize, I'm a little bit under the weather. So the Gemara says pshita. The Gemara says it's obvious. So the Gemara says ma'u detema. I would have thought to say le Rebbe, according to Rebbe, sapuke mesapkale. He's in doubt. I al ktav yadam hem eidim. If they're testifying about the signatures, or maybe they're testifying about the money in the document. And the difference would be, if let's say one of these witnesses dies, you would need two people from two random people to come and testify on that person. Because if it was so that we would, let's say, just include one other person to testify. The question is if you need two other people to testify on each signature, or just one person to join them is enough. So he says, if you just have one person join them, kan nafik nacher rivad de mamona apuma dechad sahada. What are you doing? You are bringing out 3/4, it's 1/4 less than a full, so it's 3/4 of the money based on one witness. How so? There's a big Rashi over here. I don't want to go through the whole thing, but just to jump, explain the Rashi outside. Rashi basically says, essentially, when you have one witness, he can come and testify saying, this is my signature. Okay, so half of the money that's in the document can get removed, can get bringing out by his testimony on his signature. Then he joins in with another person, and they testify on the dead person's signature. And so therefore, that now becomes half. Yeah, so it's another half of a half, which becomes a quarter. And they can remove a quarter of the money now. So it'd be half the money at first, and then a quarter of the money at second, getting you to 3/4 of the money. And now one witness is able to remove 3/4 of the money based on his testimony. And maybe, the Gemara continues and says, maybe, ve'hacha lechumra, maybe Rebbe is trying to be machmir in both the case of when both witnesses are alive, and in the case of when one of the witnesses dies. So that's what I would have thought to say. Kamashmalan, comes the Gemara and teaches us that no, the Rebbe mifshat pshitale, Rebbe is completely not in doubt, he knows for sure, bein lekula, bein lechumra, whether it's to be lenient or to be strict. That's, he says, meaning to be lenient, you know, you just need one other witness to join you, right? Whereas to be strict, you'd have two witnesses. Here, the way he explains this here, I think Rashi explains, bein lekula, ki hacha. In this case, the ilu l'rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, ba'ish shnai min hashuk, you need two people. And this one person will testify on his signature. So Rebbe is saying, no, you only need one to join in with him. So Rebbe is, he can be lenient in one case, and he can also be strict in another case and say, no, in another case, where let's say both of them are alive, you would need two people to come and testify, like we said in our Mishnah. So Rebbe holds this opinion on all grounds. Right? So according to Rebbe, he rules leniently when one person has died, and he could rule strictly if, let's say, both of the witnesses are still alive. Okay, but according to the Rabbanan, the surviving witnesses themselves, they're able to verify their own signature, right? Rebbe doesn't hold like that. So, and two other people have to come and attest to the ne'emanut, or the authenticity of their signature itself. So that's the machloki between Rebbe and the Rabbanan in this case. If you would require two people to come and testify on the signature, or you could just have one other person join you and testify on the signature of that person. Okay. The Gemara then comes and says, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, Shnayim ha-chatumin al ashtar. If you have two people that are signed on a document, when Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay? If you have two people that are signed on a document, Umet echad mehen, and one of them passes away. Tzrichin shnayim min hashuk la'id alav. You need two people from the shuk to come and testify on him. And then bezo Rabbi lekula v'rabbanan lechumra. In this case, Rabbi rules leniently, and the Rabbanan will rule in a stringent way. In what way? Rabbi would rule that you only need one witness to join in order to testify, whereas the Rabbanan would rule that no, you actually need two witnesses to testify on the authenticity of the other thing. It depends on the situation. Yeah, it depends on the situation. So each and every situation will be different. If you want to know the specific situation over here,
once he dies, you need two people to confirm.
Yeah, the way he explains over here, according to Rebbe, only one person from the shuk is needed to join the surviving witness, the witness who is still alive, and testify about both signatures. Whereas the Rabbanan holds, no, you need two people to testify, two outside people to testify about the signatures. That's the machloke. Whereas in our Mishnah, when we said that Rebbe says you need someone to be mitzaref, this is referring to saying that Zektav Yadiv, Zektav Yado, right? We're testifying, this is my signature, and this is his signature. So according to that, he said here, if you go back to the Mishnah, if one person says this is my signature, and the other one says this is his signature, we need another one to join in order to testify about both signatures. That's what Rebbe said. The Chachamim say in that case in the Mishnah that no, each person is believed to say that this is my signature. Now we're talking about something different. We're saying, how many people do you need to verify the authenticity of the signature itself? Right? So you need two other people, or do you need one other person? So in this case, Rebbe would be more lenient, and the Rabbanan would be stricter. Okay? So the Gemara says, "Be'ileka tre elachad mai." What if you don't have two testifying? Only one. You only have one witness who recognizes the signature. What do you say there? So Amar Abaye, he says, "Lichtov chatimat yadei achaspa." So the one witness, signature, the guy. What should he do? He should write his signature on a earthenware kli. V'shadeh le'beit dina, and it's like a paper in that time. I mean, it's not really a paper, but let's consider it a paper for these terms. And you would give it to the beit din. And the beit din would authenticate and see, is it really his signature? They'd match it up with the document and see if it's true or not. And he doesn't need to testify now on the authenticity of his signature, because now they're verifying if his signature is real. So he only has one witness that can verify. He himself knows. So now that he can verify that this is my signature, nobody needs to authenticate his own signature anymore. There's only one signature left to authenticate. And what does he have to do? And he and the one witness that knows will go and testify about the other signature. Understand? So just to, again, to recap. There's two signatures. There's only one witness. So the one guy who has the one signature, he says, I'm going to write my signature on a piece of paper, on an earthenware kli, I'm going to give it to you. You match it up with the document. If it works, the beit din authenticates and says that his signature is clear. Now him and the one witness that knows about the signature, he's going to combine and join with that one witness and testify about the other signature to be able to verify that that one is has real authenticity.
But then he can be experts in recognizing signatures.
Nachon. Or he knows it's a good friend of his, it's a brother, it's a father, or something. He knows.
I
actually can't testify if it's a relative. But Nachon, they have to be able to really compare. The Beit Din has to be compared. But he can't be, actually, cannot be a relative. But Dafka Achasba has to be specifically on an earthenware kli. Actually, it's not what I said. It cannot be on a Megillah. Aval HaMegilta, it cannot be on a Megillah. Lo. Why? It cannot be on a Megillah. Dilma Mishkach La'inish. Someone may come and find it. Find your signature. Delo me'ale, someone is not such a great person. Ve'katav ilave ma'ide ba'e. He's going to write on it whatever he wants. So never write your signature on anything without first verifying what you're reading, what is going on. Right? Because if you write your signature stam without knowing what's going on, someone could take it and write whatever they want. You owe me $1 million. $1 million, take it to the Beit Din. Hey, look, he wrote, he owes me $1 million. And then you can take advantage of it. You have to be very careful. It has to be on like a type of kli that the Beit Din will know, no, this is used one time, and that's it. We don't touch it ever again. So nobody can come and forge and say that you owe me money. This is used specifically for this one type of case. I think even in writing it, but it's different in writing it on a clay than it is on writing it on a piece of paper on a Megillah. Okay. The Gemara then says, it's on the Mishnah. If let's say someone comes and brings you your signature and says, look, it says here you owe me $10,000. You owe me a lot of money. Gove min chasim v'nechorin. I think this is Mishnah and Baba Batra actually. You're allowed to go and grab the money from his unsold property, right? There's property that has a lien on that he's sold, and there's a property that's not sold. So he can go and take the money from the unsold property of that person because he has a signature. Amar Biuda, Amar Shmuel Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. He says, the halacha follows the opinion of the Chachamim. What is the opinion of the Chachamim over here say? That in our Mishnah, really, that's what it's referring to, that each witness is able to verify his own signature and it's not needed to verify the signature of his friend. That's what our Mishnah said. Okay?
If it's dead, you need to.
If it's what?
Dead, you need two people. That's
also. Okay, that's a completely different thing. What we're talking about is if one person can verify that this is his own signature. The other part is how many people do you need to authenticate the signature? Right.
So that's also the halakha so,
I think it's only referring that this is my signature. He can say this is my signature. So the Gemara says, Pshita, obviously the halakha is like Chachamim. Yachid v'rabim, halakha g'rabim. If you have many against an individual, halakha is like the many. So ma'od etem, I would have thought halakha g'rabim chavero, afil mechaverav. Maybe I would have said, just like halakha is like Rebbe against any friend of his, any colleague, so too halakha is like Rebbe against any of the chachamim, kamashmana, and that no, halakha is like the chachamim over here.
Do only trumps when it's against one other.
Exactly. Only when it's against one other is the halakha like Rebbe. We have a siman, we have a mnemonic. Nach nad chad. I'll explain what it is, I think. Amar le Rav Chanana bar Chiya. The Rav Yehuda. So first we have Rav Chanana bar Chiya. So where do you get the Nach? Nach comes from Chanana, Nun, and bar Chiya. So you have the Nun and the Chet, and that gets you Nach. That's one opinion. Ve'amri lan, some say, it was actually said by Rav Huna bar Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna, the son of Yehuda, to Rav Yehuda. So how do you get the Nad? Huna. So Huna is a Nun, and Yehuda is a Dalet. Huna is Nad. Huna bar Yehuda, Nad. So that's Nad. Ve'amrilan. Some say Rav Chiya bar Yehuda, that it's really Rav Chiya bar Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda who said to Rav Yehuda, and the mnemonic over there would be Chad, because it's Chiya bar Yehuda, Chet Dalet, getting you the third mnemonic. Okay? Umi Amar Shemuel Hachi, did Shemuel really say halachas like Chachamim? Veha, we have a case. Ahush Tara, there was a document, the Nafik ben Beit Dina, that came out from the Beit Din, the Mor Shemuel of Shemuel, Vehava Ktiv Bei, and it was written on it, Mide'ata Rav Anan Bar Chiya, since Rav Anan Bar Chiya came, Ve'asahid Achatimot Yadeh, and testified about the signatures, Ve'adecha De'imei, yes, his own signature, Ve'adecha De'imei, and one that was with him, and the person that was with him, who is that? Umanu, who is that referring to? Rav Chanan Bar Abba, referring to Rav Chanan, the son of Rabba, Umida'ata Rav Chanan Bar Abba, and Rav Chanan Bar Abba came, and Ve'asahid Achatimot Yadeh, and testified on his signature, Ve'adecha De'imei, and one that was with him, Umanu, and who is that referring to? Rav Anan Bar Chiya, that's referring to Rav Anan Bar Chiya. So Ashrenoi Kimenoi Kidechazi. We reinforced and certified as seen fit. Meaning, we thought that we said halachas like the opinion of Rebbe. Over here, what are we seeing? That we have multiple people coming and testifying on both signatures. Following which opinion? The opinion of Rebbe in our Mishnah, which says you need someone to testify on both signatures, not just on your own. So it's not halachas like Shemuel, halachas like Rebbe. So Amar Lei, Ahush Taradi Yatmei Hava. That was a document of orphans. V'chash Shemuel leBeitin Toin. And Shemuel was worried about the Beitin making a mistake. So what did he say? V'savar Shemuel, Dilma Ika Desvir Lei Halacha KeRebbe Mechavero. Maybe there are some who hold that the halacha is like Rabbi only from his friend, but not from his friends. Meaning it's not versus if it's versus chachamim, halacha would follow the chachamim. Ubeha, and in this case though, afilu mechaverav, even against the chachamim, halacha would be like Rabbi according to some opinions. So what did Shemuel say? Savar, he said, I'll hold. Avid ravecha, I'll do something, you know, very generously. Ki hechi dilom asadei yatmei, so that the orphans don't lose out. I don't want them to lose out, so I'm going to make the halacha like Rabbi and be strict. I'll have two witnesses testify on both signatures in order to be strict, like the opinion of Rabbi for those who are machmir, so that the orphans will not lose out in any way whatsoever. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Ed v'dayan mitzarfin. A witness and a judge are allowed to join together to testify. So what is this referring to? If you look at Rashi, third to last line, shtar shekatuv bo anafek v'chitmo adayanin al anafek shelo ulachar zman kishotziu amalove ligvot yir'er alav alove lomar mezuyafu. If let's say the document that's written with the judge's signature on it, and after some time, the lender comes and tries to get his money back from the borrower, and the borrower says, "No, you forged this. This is not my signature." Uba echad ve'edei ashtar, and one of the witnesses of the document comes ve'heid al ktav yado, and he testifies about his signature. Ve'echad min adayanim, and one of the judges testifies about the signature. Heid al ktav yado mitzarfin lachshiro. They both testify. They can testify together, a judge and a witness, in order to testify that this document is actually a kosher document. Huh? In fact, I think it's a certification, like a certificate, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? Okay, the Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Kama Ma'alya Hashmata. He says, how amazing is this lesson that we just learned? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravam, Mai Ma'alyuta. What's so great about it? So he says, Maideka Masid Sa'ada, Loka Masid Dayana. Sahada, that which the witnesses are testifying is not the same as what the dayanim are testifying, and that which the dayanim are testifying is not what the witnesses are testifying. Meaning they're testifying about two separate things. Right? What does Rashi say? Last Rashi. Second to last Rashi, Ede hashtar meidin al manesh v'shtar k'rabanan, v'dayanim meidin b'faneinu k'yam. The witnesses of the document are saying that I'm testifying about the money on this document, that you owe him the money. The judges are testifying that in front of us, this was fulfilled. So they're testifying on two completely things. So Rava says, why are you saying that they're both able to testify together? They're both testifying about two completely separate things. So how can they testify together? Ela, ki ata Rami bar Yecheskel. When Rami bar Yecheskel came, right, the previous opinion we said was Rav Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shemuel. Now Rami Bar Yecheskel, who Rashi tells us is Rav Yehuda's brother, Amar lo tzitinhu lehani klale. Don't listen to these general rules de kail Yehuda achi that my brother Yehuda makes. Don't listen to my brother. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Mishmei de Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, right? Don't listen to him. And therefore, this is a contradiction on the opinion of Rabbi Bar Chama, and they don't accept this opinion. So ikla Rav Nai, we're flipping the amud. Ikla Rav Nai achua de Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. He visited. He went to a certain place. Le mizban shum shamei, in order to buy sesame seeds. That's what he wanted to buy. Va'amar hachi, he said, hachi amar Shemuel, this is what Shemuel said, ed v'dayan mitzarfin, like we said in the opinion of Rami Bar Chama, a witness and a judge can join together to testify. But we just refuted that. So the Gemara comes and says, amar le ravashi la'amemar, amar amemar, kama ma'aliyah hashmata. He says, how amazing is this lesson we just learned? So amar le ravashi la'amemar, ravashi says to him, Mishum de kalsa avua de imech at nami me kalsat la. What? Because your grandfather, right? His mother's father was Rami Bar Chama. So his grandfather was Rami Bar Chama. Because he praised this lesson that he learned, so too you're praising it. But it was refuted. The Gemara says, "Ha, kvar parcha Rava. Rava already refuted this. So why are you praising something? You should never praise something just because somebody important or someone you respect praises it. You should praise something if you know it's true. And we know that this is not true because Rava already refuted this teaching. Okay. Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, son of Marta. Amar Rav Huna, the name of Rav Huna. Ve'amri le, some say Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. If you have three judges who sat to fulfill a document, to fulfill it and say this is true, two of them recognize the signature, Ziyade Edim, of the witnesses, and one does not recognize. So what do? Ad shelo chatmu, until they sign, me'idin mifana v'chotem. The judges that recognize, they can testify in front of the other judge. And then he can also sign on it, saying, okay, now I recognize it as well. But once they already sign, then once they seal it, it's over. They cannot testify in front of the other judge, and he can just go and sign. That's not how it works. So the Gemara says, "Umi katvinan? Do we actually write a certificate in this type of situation?" V'ha'amar Rav Papi mishmei derava. Rav Papi says, "Hai ashrata de dayane. This type of certificate de nichtav mikame de nichevu sahadei." That was written before the testimony of the witnesses, achatimat yadahu, on their signature, pesula, it is considered pasul de michazek shikra. It seems like you're lying. Meaning, if you write this certificate before the testimony of the witnesses came about their signature, this would be considered a pasul document because it seems like you're lying. Right, Rashi says. Here, ad shelo ha'idu ha'edim al k'tav yadam, until they testified about their signature, katvu ha'dayanin b'motav tlata havena, they wrote a certain date, v'nafik shtara dinan kadmana, v'asahidu ploni uploni ha'chatimat yadayo. So they're writing on the document, what? These witnesses on this day come to testify in front of us about this signature, about this document. But they didn't come yet. So how can you write that in the document? How can you write the certificate before the witnesses actually come? So it seems like it's a non-true certificate. So the Gemara says, "Hachiname mitchazek ishikra." So too, in our case, it seems like it's a non-true. It's a false document. Ella, what you should say is, "Ema ad shelo katvu," until they don't write it yet, "Meidin befana vechotem." Until they don't write the certificate, the two judges can testify in front of the third judge and teach him about this person's signature, and then he can also sign on it as well. Mishekatvu, but once they write the signet, the certificate, ein meidin mifanav echotem, they cannot testify in front of any longer, and he can no longer sign because they already wrote it, and therefore they cannot go backwards and retroactively bring him in. It's already written.
Then it cannot be dayan, is that it?
No, because if somebody does not know, cannot recognize the signature, he has to be. They have to testify in front of him and verify and explain to him the signature of the person in order for him to be able to verify it as well before they actually write the certificate or write the document. That's the idea. But the Gemara learns out three things from here. Shema mina tlat. We learn three things from here. Shema mina ed naasedayan. It makes sense here that a witness can become a judge. Right, because in this case we have the judges are the people who are becoming the witnesses, and the witnesses are becoming the. That's what the case is. We have three people who want to fulfill the document, and they're becoming the judge. Ushma mina, and we learn from this, dayanin hamakirin chatimot yede edim. If you have judges who recognize the signatures, einan tzrichin la'id bifnehem. Nobody needs to testify in front of them. If they already recognize the signatures, they're good to testify themselves. They don't need any testifying. Ushma mina, and also dayanin she'en makirin chatimot yede edim. If you have witnesses that don't recognize the signatures, tzrichin la'id bifnei kol echad ve'echad. You need to testify in front of each and every one that don't recognize in order for them to be able to sign as well. The only way they can steal and sign is if they recognize the signatures. You would have to testify in front of those people. So we learned three things here. The Gemara is not going to contradict two of them, and that's going to be the majority of the remainder of the daf. Matkiv la Rav Ashi. He has a contradiction. Bishlama edna sedayan. It makes sense a witness can become a judge. Shamin and mina. That's what we just learned. We saw that from what we just taught, that they became a judge in that whole beraita. Ela dayanin hamakirin chatimot yede edim. But we said that if judges recognize the signature of the witnesses, in tzrichin la'id b'fneihem, you don't have to testify in front of them. Meaning they verify, they know it already, so you don't have to testify. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? Dilma, maybe, perhaps, le'olam eman lach tzrichin. Maybe really, you do need to testify in front of them. V'shane hacha, and in our case is different, deka mekayma hagada b'chad. Because they're fulfilling the presentation of the testimony with in front of one person, right? Rashi says, "The kamekame hagada bifnei hayachid she'eno makir." They're presenting all of this in front of that one individual judge that does not recognize. So, since they're presenting it, you don't have to testify in front of them because it's so clear that they know it. They recognize the signature. But in a general case, you would have to testify in front of the judges, even if they do recognize the signature. That's what the Gemara is trying to teach. And we said that the judges that don't recognize the signature, we said you need to testify in front of each and every one in order for them to be able to sign on the document. So the Gemara says, Dilma, perhaps, le'olam emalach, ein tzrichin. Maybe really those people who don't recognize, they do not need to testify, they don't need to be testified in front of them. V'shanehacha, in our case is different, de'loka mekayma hagada klal. There is no... If let's say those witnesses did not come in front of them to testify, they would have no presentation in front of them of all of the signature and all of the document in the document itself over here, and they would not be able to authenticate what's written in the document, what the signatures of the witnesses are written in the document. Rashi says if there were no witnesses, right? In front of them. If there were no witnesses in front of them, then this would take place. They would not have any presentation, and therefore that's why in this case... They needed to testify in front of them because there was no presentation. But in a general sense, let's say there was a presentation in front of them and they were able to recognize the signature of the witnesses, they would not be required to have people testify in front of them to verify the witnesses. If there was a presentation done in front of them that they know that this is the signature of these witnesses, they don't need people to testify in front of them. That's a general sense. Okay, now we get a little bit easier. They say that the second paragraph of Ketubot is one of the hardest. Okay, just to make everyone feel better. Yativ Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba sat and said, "V'ka'amar la dehashmata." He taught this rule, "De'ed na'asa dayan," that a witness is allowed to turn into a judge. So the Gemara says, "Etivei." We have a contradiction. Rav Safra to Rabbi Abba. Rav Safra is a contradiction to Rabbi Abba. This is the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Ra'u shelosha. If let's say three judges saw the new moon, the Rosh Chodesh, v'hen beitin, and they are a beitin, yamdu shnaim, two of them should get up. And they should bring friends towards the individual, next to the individual. So two out of the three stand up to testify. And you bring people next to the individual to have three people on the Beitin. And the judges should testify in front of that individual and the friends. And they should say, the new moon is Mekudash. It is Mekudash. Okay?
Three people in the Beddin, so these people's witnesses.
Exactly. The two judges become, the Dayanim become two witnesses. You have one Dayan left, and he is joined with two other Dayanim. And now these two judges who became witnesses can testify in front of them for the new moon. So the Gemara says, She'en hayachid ne'eman al yedei atzmo. Because an individual is not trusted based on his own testimony. Meaning, they cannot have just one judge listening to the testimony. They need to bring other people with him. And you cannot have just one person testifying either, obviously. You need to have always two people. But what can we learn from here? If you think a witness is allowed to turn into a judge, why do I need all of this case? We had three judges. We said if they see the new moon, they can't just go and testify. Two of them become witnesses. There's one left. You bring a few other people, two other people. They all become dayanim. Now they can testify. Why do you need to do that? If an ed can become a dayan, litvu beduchtayu v'litkache. Just let them stand there. They saw the moon. They were the witnesses. And now they become the dayanim. Let them simultaneously be the dayanim and the edim all together. What's the problem? Ed not a dayan. So clearly what? It's not so simple that an ed, a witness, can become a dayan. Amar le, he said no. Ledidi, he said, ledidi kashali. He says, for me it was also difficult. This question you have is a very difficult question. And it's so difficult. Ushayotei l'Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel. I asked Rav Yitzchak bar Marta. The son of Shmuel, the son of Marta. V'Rav Yitzchak l'Rav Huna. Rav Yitzchak didn't know, so he asked Rav Huna. V'Rav Huna l'chiya barav. He asked Chia, he didn't know either. V'chiya barav l'Rav. And Chia asked his father Rav, and only from Rav we were able to get the answer. V'amar lo, and he told us, Hanach le'edut ha'chodesh de'oraita v'kiyum shtarot de'rabanan. He says there are two completely different things. Leave the case of edut ha'chodesh, the testimony. That is a biblical law. It's a biblical law of edut ha'chodesh, of testifying about the new moon. From it's a biblical requirement. So therefore, in that case, we would say that you cannot have, if you have three judges then and two saw the moon, you cannot have them simultaneously be witnesses and judges. You need to pull two out, bring two more to be judges, and these two will testify towards those three. Whereas, in the case of kiyum shtarot, the fulfilling of documents, it's only a rabbinic requirement, and so therefore, since it's only a rabbinic requirement, you would be allowed to have edim, the witnesses, turn into judges in that case. Okay, we'll stop different today. We're more leniently in the makel. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.